Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner juggles the ball. That's an error on Keltner. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to second. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Gordon reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Swift reaches second base with a double. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bearden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake strikes out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 0 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tucker scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Gordon is hit by the pitch. Doby moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Gordon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen throws the ball into Lake, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell, who is chasing the ball. Lapon reaches third base with a triple. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Indians. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. Lapon scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0 for 2 in the game. Bearden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bearden moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Bearden scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson spins and fires to second, with Lapon covering, and Tucker is picked off. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mullen moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a line drive into center field. Evers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evers. Berardino goes all the way around to score. Bearden moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Bob Swift. Neil Berry pinch hits for Fred Hutchinson. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.